Thank you, Dennis. And I always say that joining the committee or volunteering here, you do meet a very nice type of people in our Buddhist society, kind and gentle and friendly and fat and and for those of you who, you know, sometimes people get depressed and have anxiety, and sometimes association with other good people is a wonderful way of overcoming depression, even overcoming sickness. Because, you know, you're in a part of a community and you work with other people, you help other people. Yeah, it's a case, you know, sometimes you have to give some time, but it's much, lots of benefits. And it means that you associate with good people, you're doing something good in your life. And you're not forced to come at a certain time or you have to be a certain, so many hours, but it's great to be able to make, you call it making good karma. You say, but making good karma, how does it work? And you feel actually happy, you've got a community, a support group, friends. And it's a place you come to, and you can actually feel that you're part of it. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to join in. A bit of fellowship, service, community, friendship. It's a wonderful thing to do. So anyway, that's a nice thing to join in. There's always something to do somewhere. So just, you know, ask the volunteers. But in the meantime, it is the time to do some meditation. This is where we disappear. We close our eyes and we go inside. And it's nice going inside. So, with our eyes closed, how do you feel? What's it like being here? Usually it's great to start with your body. How does your body feel? It's amazing that sometimes we need to get to know our body. Not in theory or looking at it in a mirror, but feeling it with our mind. And the body has many secrets. Well, they're secret already, but they shouldn't be. There's much stuff to tell you. Just how emotional problems are usually manifested on the body somewhere. If you get angry, you can read it on a person's face. Certain muscles tighten up. If you're stressed, you can feel it sometimes in your chest. Things feel tight. So by understanding our body, we can actually learn how to understand our emotions and actually deal with them in a wise way. So, start off with your feet. As Ajahn Chah, I spent 9 years with, he used to say Westerners have got very stupid feet. What he meant was we hardly ever pay attention to them. So it was banging a toe or stepping on something in the forest. We were in our head. So just being able to pull our attention down to the earth, the bottom of our body, the feet. So how do your feet feel? How are your toes? Sometimes we hardly pay any attention down there. But if you ask the question, the feet will answer. Maybe if you're crossing your legs, maybe some of the toes are squashed or the feet aren't comfortable. So what do you do? It's stupid feet if you don't do anything about it. So you move, adjust the feet to make them more comfortable. And you sweep up the body, going up to your legs. Sometimes people get sore knees later on in life. Why? Sometimes they don't pay attention to them. So even your knees, how do they feel? Huh? I'm just aware of my knees and my calves and my thighs, checking in on them. If I see anything, feel anything which is slightly tense, or ache, or a wound, or something, I look at it and I relax to the max. I really do that. I don't just say relax and just go somewhere else. I really get into relaxing my body. So all the muscles, ligaments, even bones, if they can relax, I imagine them relaxing. So all the legs and the feet feel as if they've just had a warm bath. And I go next up to my butt. And I always like to, as maybe, just look after the underdogs. And nothing could be under so much tension and pressure as my butt, having to support my tummy and the rest of my body. So that's why sometimes you can get pains in the butt. I don't mean sort of people, I mean you. Can feel that it's not comfortable. So if not, move. And then, having built up a little bit of mindfulness and focus in this moment, then I move up to my torso, starting off with my waist, because inside there you've got some of these really vital organs where people do have sickness, irritable bowel syndrome, colon cancers, all sorts of other stuff goes on in there. I don't need to know the names or the actual part of the body or know what it looks like. I look inside that part of the body, I can feel. How's my lower intestines? This is pretty good today. If there's any tightness or tension there, any aches or pains. If there are, I pause and focus. And if there is an ache or a pain, I try this and try that until it relaxes. My mindfulness allows me to get feedback. Is this better? Is that better? Does it make this worse? Until I find out how my attitude of mind affects the pain, the stress in my body. If I'm afraid, if I try and get rid of things, if I'm negative, my body tenses. If I'm washing, say, my waist, washing my sort of lower digestive tract, if I relax, the ache, the pain just dissipates. At least it gets less. If I can actually interfere with my bodily pains and aches for a great benefit. I move up my body to the area above my waist, below my chest. It could be, I don't know, the stomach, the intestines, livers and pancreas and kidneys, all of that sort of stuff, somewhere around there. I don't even need to name it, but I can feel it. Any aches and pains? Just my middle back is a little bit sore. Maybe it's because sitting down on aircraft all day. And I can look at it and relax. In this moment, caring enough to allow my own body to ease and heal and not feel so tight. And move up. I was just teaching a cancer group over in Singapore also yesterday. Just how you can actually feel maybe incipient tumors, things which may be a wound, maybe something which is irritating, which could later on turn into something nasty. Because you feel that. Don't try and give it a name. Don't try and work it out. Feel it. Use your emotions rather than your thoughts. And with the positive emotion of kindness, of peace, of harmony with your body. Never trying to fight and defeat parts of your body. That's too militaristic, too aggressive, too violent. Feel the body and be at peace with it. And you find the tension actually gets less. Irritation starts to disappear. Pain. Where did that go? You move up to your shoulders. And my shoulders, sometimes they're a bit tight. And I imagine them, the bundle of strings being pulled apart, being stretched. That's why they call the tension. And I imagine just letting go of both ends. And the string becomes loose. No tightness there. And after a while I learn how to do that whenever I want. Just pay attention there and just be aware. And awareness gives you the opportunity to know how your body works and also to take away tightness. You can feel it, you know how to let go. And you know afterwards you have let go. The mindfulness is always there to see if it works or not. If it doesn't work, try something else. Until you find out what does work for you. And then I go down my arms to my hands. What works for your hands? Are they comfortable? All the time I'm practicing awareness of my body and kindness. I'm kind enough to let my body relax. When I go up to my throat, again, people do have coughs. Could be flus, could be I don't know what, or just allergies. So I'm aware of the irritation in my throat. I'm with it, rather than trying to be against it. If I need to cough, cough, nothing wrong with that. When I don't try to suppress my cough, it relaxes, it vanishes. When you allow things to be, then the world gets more peaceful and healthy. If you fight, you get tightness, tense, injury and sickness. I go up to my face. I mentioned that the emotions are written all over a person's face. Anxiety, fear, depression, anger, grief, all those stuff. They make your eyes, or rather the muscles around the eyes, get tight. And the muscles around the mouth also get stressed. So I notice those muscles in particular. I loosen them. Loosen my muscles around my mouth. loosen the muscles on my forehead. And it feels quite pleasant. But lastly, I go behind my eyes, between my ears is supposed to be my brain. And sometimes I do overuse my brain. So I'm looking at it now with kindness, traveling all over the place, not getting much rest. My poor brain. But thank you, brain, for helping. And I'm kind to it. And I even imagine my brain being taken out of my head and put on a cushion, tucked in so you can have a rest. Have a little sleep, brain, for half an hour. You deserve it, you work hard. It's only a metaphor, but it allows me to have kindness and care and relaxation to this place that can get so overworked. And always remember that you don't have to prove anything. You don't have to attain anything. You're not going to be judged after this meditation. You're allowed to make mistakes. You just are. So I can relax. I'm safe. And I feel my whole body, with my mind, with my awareness, relax to the max, nice and peaceful. Not perfect, I'm getting old. An ache here, a stiffness there. But it still feels very pleasant to have relaxed my body part by part. And I do that because I care for my body. It's going to last a long time. And then I go to my mind. This emotional world. Already it's quite relaxed because, as I say, the mind does manifest on the body. And by relaxing the body, I'm indirectly but effectively relaxing my mind. But now, in particular, I ask myself, how peaceful am I? Or how agitated? It's called a peaceometer. Speedometer, thermometer. How is your mind now? How peaceful? And just like seeing the tension in my body, and I realize how I can relax it and lessen the tension. The peaceometer. I learn by changing my relationship with things, making peace, being kind, being gentle, being patient. How? My mind relaxes. Once I'm looking at the amount of peace which I have, I can increase it. And once again, the same thing which relaxes my body, in this moment, being kind, letting this moment be, not judging, not being afraid, no fear. I find myself getting more peaceful. Get really peaceful. But when I am peaceful, I try not to disturb it. Don't take notes about peacefulness. Peace is very shy. If you say her name, she vanishes. Shh. I'm now going to be quiet for 5 minutes. do you feel now? How's your body? How relaxed is it? How peaceful is your mind? And what caused that peace, or what caused its opposite? Why is the body relaxed, or why is it tense? You learn so much by being aware and not having such strong ideas and views about how to meditate. So you're aware, you're learning. And you're growing in peace and health. And harmony with your own body and mind. And harmony with our sensor here. You try and control things, you get tense. You let this moment be, enjoy it. So easy to enjoy. So now I'm going to ring the bell 3 times. And that is to signify the end of the meditation. And get so comfortable, but you know this meditation is so powerful. When I close my eyes, there's only about half as many people in here. And now you're grown. Wow. Yeah, I know people come in. So if you want to go outside for some fresh air, go to the toilet or whatever. And we can start today's talk.